If you've ever seen the movie Walking Tall, then you know part of the story of Sheriff Buford Pusser. He was a man who could seem larger than life itself, yet a man whose real-life accomplishments restored legalities to his home county. His life story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Buford Pusser, of Walking Tall movie fame, was a real sheriff from Adamsville, Tennessee. His career in law enforcement is often traced to an incident when he was just a teen.
There was a gang originally from Phenix City, Alabama. They were kicked out of Phenix City because the city had actually brought the National Guard in. So this gang took up residence at the state line between Tennessee and Mississippi.
Julia Stevens at the Buford Pusser Museum says the state line mob was run by Towhead White and Louise Hathcock.
When Buford was 19, he had just come home from the Marines. This is where all the partying was, so he went down there to go and gamble. He saw that they had loaded dice, so he beat the guy up, and the guys took him to the back and cut him up all over his chest and stomach and left him out for dead.
Pusser had 192 stitches. He didn't wait to become sheriff to get back at the gang. He got revenge while working at the Union Bag Company in Chicago.
He had one of his friends at the Union Bag Company clock him in that day at work, and he drove down and beat a couple of guys up who were at the state line. And they took Buford to court over the incident, and the boss of the Union Bag Company came down with the time card showing that Buford was clocked in that day, and they said, nope, Buford was at work that day.
Buford took his father's position as chief of police in Adamsville in 1962, then became sheriff in 64. He was a man big enough and tough enough to rid the county of crime.
It was just within him to want to clean up all of the whiskey stills and get rid of all of the illegal operations that were going on at the state line.
The job would not be easy, though. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Adamsville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.